Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guests on the show today are UAS Professor of English Emily Wall and creative writing student Nick Broussel, who's also student body president and does a lot of stuff out at UAS, it sounds like. Welcome to the show, Nick and Emily.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you here. So we're going to be talking about your first Friday show, which is tomorrow, Friday, 4:30, opens at the Juno Douglas City Museum. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. So the show opens at 4:30, and we'll be around for a couple of hours, snacks, talking, meeting with anybody who wants to meet with us.
All right. So this is a show where you and your students have been writing about art that's found in the museum. Tell us how it came to be, Emily.
Yeah, so this is my advanced creative writing class, and our focus this semester was ekphrastic writing, which is an ancient form of writing, goes all the way back to Plato, where a writer picks an object, something with artistic value or historic value, and writes in response to it, not to define it, but to react to it. So my students, the museum generously gave my students access to their full archives last fall, and we went in for an hour and a half, and the students dug through all the weirdness down there and the treasures and stuff, picked an object, and then they spent a couple months working on a piece in response to it. And they finished that back in December, and then we printed up their work, and it's hanging in the museum next to the objects they chose.
All right. So, Nick, what did you choose and how did you react to it?
So I actually chose an oil painting of Mount Juno. And what I immediately thought of was, and you'll see a bit of a theme here, it was of sort of the legislature and how that's kind of like the view from the Capitol, and the medium was oil. So that's kind of the theme of my poem. Yeah.
And you have it here with you?
I do.
Can you share it with us?
Absolutely. So it's called Boom or Bust, and it's a 12-line sonnet. Mount Juno shows us its white-capped crest, looms over the heads of our government. A mountain so tall sees budgets compressed, reps suffering from oil ailments. Session begins and the gavel cracks down. Lawmakers summoned, to the floor they race. Attention moves down to capital town. Will our schools and healthcare survive their fates? The end soon comes and no change has begun. No oil means cuts, call it government bloat. We recall why some say nothing gets done when the state of Alaska only just stays afloat. The white cap from its mount has always watched on, knowing it will survive after the state is gone.
Wow. All from an oil painting of Mount Juno.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing that with us. So that poem right there will be on display next to the painting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So Nico, who's the new curator at the museum, brought up all the objects. So she went down and kind of brought them all up and labeled them and spread them around the space. And then a couple of students and I went in yesterday and arranged everything. So some of the pieces are side by side, Nick's, and some of them are across the room and more conversation with other things, but they're all there.
Tell us about some of the other objects in the room, Nick.
So there's a jar of jelly beans. There's a fake mustache. You know, we found a bunch of fake hair down there. Totally, totally interesting. There's a giant spoon. That's right. What were some of the other things, Emily?
There's like a mini smart bomb, which we have next to a pair of ancient glasses. Yeah, just weird stuff. Someone's giant briefcase. This thing is like 5 feet big. I don't know how you would use it as a briefcase. Or there's ice skates. Yeah, lots of weird, cool stuff.
Bottle of Chanel number 5.
Oh, yeah. That's my one of my favorites, a bottle of Chanel number 5.
What is it about ekphrastic writing, Emily or Nick, that you like?
I always feel like ekphrastic writing is a backdoor into our own memories and stories because we start with something else, something unexpected. And our students and I talked a lot about how we have visceral reactions to objects for some reason. We just are attracted to them. We carry shells around or stones, or we stare at something for a long time. And like, what is that relationship between sight and memory that happens? And so I like it as a way of accessing something I want to talk about, but not through an ordinary way.
How about you, Nick?
Yeah, it's when you look at art and you have that reaction, a lot of times people don't know how to articulate that. And I think that this is really the art of us looking at these pieces and coming up with a way to articulate into a form that people can consume and enjoy.
You're a creative writing major, is that right?
Yep.
Do you mostly work in poetry or where?
So I typically do prose. I try to do a lot of things and, you know, I'm still kind of getting my footing. I've only submitted a few pieces to our journal title Echoes down at UAS, but one is a short story and the other was the poem I just read. So, you know, I kind of do a lot of things.
Got it. And this piece is sort of some social commentary on the legislature, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that indicative of your writing?
I would say so.
Yeah. All right. How many people are participating in the show, Emily?
So we have 10 students showing work, and they're kind of all arranged. Quite a few seniors, like Nick, graduating, but sophomores, juniors, seniors, not all English majors. Some of them are other majors, and students, in order to be in this class, they had to have taken a couple other courses, so they're kind of at a more advanced level. But, yeah, they come from all kinds of places.
Are there any pieces by your fellow students that surprised you, Nick, that come to mind?
Oh, man. You know, I can't really think of too many right off. It's been a while since we've read them. I remember the Chanel No. 5 poem being quite, you know, quite – it really got that sort of thoughts going. You know what I mean?
Pungent almost.
It was an incredible poem. I was just reading it a minute ago on my computer. This was a breakthrough poem for the student India. She's this year's senior editor of the journal. She's a really strong writer, and she wrote this incredible love poem for her girlfriend. And we'd been sort of trying to get her to break into some of her personal life and her work, and she hadn't been able to. And for some reason, it just like unlocked it. And the day she read the poem in class, the whole class was like, "What did you just write? That's amazing!" So it was cool to see.
What does writing do for both of you?
Oh, man. You know, for me, it's like a lot of things. I think there's a release, you know, and when I said like articulation, that's a big part of it. There are a lot of things that I think about that don't really in my mind swirl around as words. And when I sit down and have a piece of paper in front of me, I can turn them into words. You know, of course, there's always like an escapism. And most importantly for me, it's just fun.
Yeah. How about you, Emily? You've written lots of books, been teaching for a long time.
I have, yeah. That's a really complicated and good question. I feel like the answer changes a lot for me as I go. The book I'm writing right now is Persona Poems and the Voices of Intro Women. And I feel like it's helping me articulate something that I want to better understand about where our country is right now and trying to seek out some ideas and help and encouragement from these voices. So it's really encouraging me at the same time as I research them and think about them.
Okay. Nick, will you give us the details on the opening again tomorrow, please?
Yeah. So it starts at 4:30, goes for a couple hours. The students should be there, and there will be food and beverages, I believe. Yeah.
We're all bringing snacks.
Yeah. So, yeah, open to the public. Anything else? Yeah.
Juneau Douglas City Museum, 4:30 to 6:30, probably up for a month or so?
2 months.
Two months. Very cool. We've been speaking with UAS Professor of English Emily Wall and Creative Writing student Nick Bursell about tomorrow's opening, Ekphrastic Writing, Writing About Art at the Juneau Douglas City Museum, opens 4:30 as part of First Friday. This has been fun, you two. Are we missing anything?
Thank you so much for helping promote this, and we really hope everyone will come see the work and maybe try their hand at writing a poem tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, interactive, fun.